The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
The following program is paid for by Pipe Dream Entertainment.
Welcome to Implicit Bias. My name is Caleb Morse. No, I don't want to say that. That was going to sound bad, but we'll keep rolling with it anyway. What day is this, Sam?
Today is Wednesday.
Well, no, you're supposed to say Saturday.
Oh, today's Saturday.
Thank you. First hour of this wonderful show brought to you by Piper's Haven. The gentleman who is sitting across from me, the CWAT.
But wait, you said...
What?
What happens if they listen to the podcast on Friday? It's neither Wednesday nor Saturday.
Then good luck to them while they try to look for Google directions.
Yeah.
But great time of the year to smoke a cigar. I mean, this is the perfect weather for it. My wife and I actually took... the side-by-side out the other day to the back of the property, smoked one of those ALRs that you stole for me from yourself, and enjoyed the morning.
I stole it from myself to give to you.
Yeah. And then another illustrious guest. Would illustrious be that the right word for you today?
That's a good one.
I mean, it's what came to mind.
But I held on to the transporter nickname. It's the only nickname I think I've ever been called that I actually like.
Yeah. You know, I bet you if you shave your head, it would stick.
Then I'd be really ugly.
You might have the head for it. You ever shave?
The only thing I got going for me is my hair.
It's pretty impressive. I think Sam gives you a run for your money, but you know,
Eric's got some nice hair.
Yeah, yeah. It's thick and luxurious.
Well, that's Eric. How do you pronounce your last name?
Strotard.
Strotard. Okay, Strotard. I wanted to make sure I said it right.
Yep.
So with Luxury Limo, we appreciate having y'all here, and then we have with us as well the Baron of Bourbon. The boy wonder, what else are you called?
Sam.
Yeah.
You could have kept it going for like...
It was rough, man. You're struggling over there.
Hey, you.
Yeah.
Hey, you.
Isn't there another name that someone calls you or something like that?
Probably, yeah.
There's a bunch of things that we probably can't say on the air.
Yeah. I'm sure Sam's got a few of those.
Yes.
So. But we appreciate y'all joining us. We have Christmas fast approaching. And taking time out to drink some bourbon and enjoy a good conversation with us is worthwhile. So we thank you all for sitting here listening on Terrestrial Radio 96.5 and hopefully soon some other stations. Google Podcast or what do they call them on Google?
I think Google Play.
Spotify. Yeah, Google Play, Spotify. I don't know what's the iPhone
Apple
one.
iTunes.
Apple iTunes.
Yeah. I thought they did away with iTunes.
No, it's still there. You just have to go to the purple icon that says podcast or whatever it is now.
Yeah, I listen on Spotify and Google Play and
all the good ones. Like you can find us pretty much anywhere.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
So I think it's impressive. We're semi Acadiana renowned.
Yeah.
I like how Sam immediately laughed. That was good. It was worthwhile.
I mean, that should be on a t-shirt. We're semi Acadiana renowned.
Yes. Okay, that's a good idea.
Reno.
Mark that moment on the clock there, Sam. Bad. Yeah. That way we know what to go look for afterwards.
Yeah.
But we're sitting here today, we're enjoying something that we've had before that we're having again, which isn't something we really normally do.
It's a replay.
I don't know if we can call it a replay.
A redo.
That's a more appropriate term.
A second chance.
We've had Wyoming whiskey in the past. And I went by to our whiskey partners at New News, looked at their selection, was talking to them, talking to Aaron and Francisco. You met Francisco, Sam?
I don't think I've met Francisco.
Looks nothing like his name. just so you know. Like,
okay.
If you go there
I'll
looking
keep that in the quiver.
If you go there looking for Francisco.
Now, what's a Francisco look like? What's a Francisco supposed to look like?
When I think of someone named Francisco, he's got Eric's hair, but dark.
Okay.
A little bit longer, chiseled chin. Deep olive skin, right? That's what I think of Francisco
like. You would think like a Spaniard kind of looking dude. See, Eric looks like a Spaniard.
The way you just described this man makes me a bit worried.
You know, reddish brown hair is common in Spain.
It's like Antonio Banderas is what you got going on.
Like a combination of Fabio and Antonio Banderas.
All right.
That's what I think of a Francisco.
I hail from Spain. Olé.
Yeah.
He's got a sword.
It's a rapier.
Yeah.
But this guy's name's Francisco.
Francisco.
Man, what you want?
He's like, man, we got that whiskey.
Yeah.
And I mean, he has dark hair. That's about the only thing I got right.
Yeah.
No, but Francisco, you're a handsome guy, if I can say that. I suppose that, right, you know. But talking to he and Aaron, and this Wyoming was a recommendation of theirs. One, we had it in the past, and it didn't really rate well.
Yeah.
We drank it, and I could look in the book, but I'm pretty sure it got a red last time. And what they told me is Wyoming went through, they were getting some bad reviews. People weren't really enjoying it. It wasn't doing well. And they literally shut everything down. They shut down their operations, went through, hired a bunch of new people, brought in more experts and said, what are we doing wrong? Which I think is phenomenal.
Yeah.
To have the wherewithal and to sit there and say, you know what, we're making a mistake. Let's fix this and stop it now. So over the last year, they've redone everything. So what we have in front of us is a blend. They've got someone else's juice. They've worked, they've barreled, they've gone through. This is a five-year-old bourbon, not a rye. This is a bourbon at 88 proof. I'm sorry. Yeah, 88 proof. And this is not what we've had before, which I think is a great step for Wyoming to make.
It's a good start.
I mean,
you got to start somewhere.
You realize
that you made a mistake, own up to it. Let's fix it.
I'd rather do business with somebody who owns up to their mistakes and gives them a second chance. I think, you know, because nobody's perfect,
oh,
right?
Far from it.
And so I think the idea is just to be able to be honest with people.
Yep.
And I think people respect the honesty part. And I think what's crazy is how we handle those type of situations. You typically end up getting a fan out of the deal. And mm-hmm. those are the guys who end up referring everybody to you because of the way you handle the situation. So at some level, you got to respect it.
Well, I mean, think of it like this. This could have been the Emperor's New Clothes, right?
Yeah.
We all remember that. Was it a, we call it a fable? That'd be a fable.
We can.
It's not Aesop didn't say it, you know,
no.
But like I would call it a fable, a tall tale. But, you know, where they went through and the tailor doubled down and he was like, no, you're not intelligent enough. You don't see it enough to realize the clothes that are on your nude body. Well, this is somebody who they could have gone through and said, look, you don't have enough class. You don't have enough. There's not enough vocabulary, like what we call that taste bud vocabulary,
right,
to define and describe what we have to drink. They could have tried spinning the marketing. Instead, they said, whoa, let's pump the brakes, take it back to first gear. Now let's drop it in neutral, figure out what's going on. And they've redone the entire operation and come out with something different. So who's drank more of their glass? That way y'all can sit down and give us a description. Sam, have you sipped anything on it yet?
I think Renee should go first.
Good, because I mean, it can't be me because I have to sit here.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, that's true. You got to write your notes.
I mean, unless one of y'all has better handwriting.
No.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's, you know, I don't pick up all these little flavors that y'all pick up, all these fruits and spices and stuff. I mean, I see things as mild, medium, full. This is more of a medium plus. It's not a very hot whiskey. I mean, it's a 80-something proof. So you don't get a lot of alcohol burn. It's got a decent flavor to it. I would probably give this a yellow, though. Because, you know, y'all have spoiled me, making me drink all this whiskey. When I first started, 80-something proof would be the strength I would look for. But now I've gotten a lot more used to a stronger, a hotter whiskey. That's all Caleb's fault, making us drink these 110s, 120s, 130s. I can take it now, you know.
Just like you forced me to grow when it comes to cigars.
Yeah.
That's just kind of,
we've done it to each other.
Yeah, we're holding hands and skipping through this forest together.
Yeah, I will say this. You could tell the difference of, for sure, it's not as strong as most of the things that we've had. It definitely would like be considered medium if you would put it in that category. It almost feels like it's I don't want to say a rookie's.
Well, I would call it. It would be a good beginner's whiskey.
But it would be a great beginner's
because
whiskey.
Because it's not, the alcohol burn doesn't overpower you. And that's a lot of things. When somebody drinks whiskey for the first time, that alcohol just assaults your taste buds, and it gets overwhelming.
Yeah.
I think this would be a good whiskey to start with because it doesn't really pop you in the mouth.
No, it doesn't really pop you in the mouth. It actually feels like it's like a, I don't know if I would call it a smooth medium, but I would call it like a, it's just an easy, easy drink.
Easy drinker.
Easy. It's like what they say, you start with the strong stuff and you end up with the mild stuff. So it feels like maybe this is on the backside.
Okay. Okay. I'm sitting here writing notes. I mean, I don't remember. I'm going to have to find in our book where if we had it this year. I don't think it was this year that we've had this one. I mean, here we are.
I don't recall doing that. Of course, I'm not on every show, so I don't. Yeah, but I don't know. I might have missed it.
I'm going back, like scrolling through, and I don't see a Wyoming since we've been in this book.
We definitely had it before. I remember it being in the back for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had a lot of it in the back, so I probably took it to a party or something. But yeah, if we had a lot of it in the back, that means we didn't really enjoy it too much on the show. But it's, yeah, I got to agree with what you guys are saying. I like the flavor. I do. I just don't think I get enough of it. I'm getting like this kind of some pepper. I'm getting an apple cinnamon type of thing going on. Ooh. With some caramel in the back.
It's light. But, it's lighter though. Yeah, it's not like it really... The flavors really come out and attack the tongue.
Yes, to me, it's like whenever your headphone cable is not plugged in all the way, so it feels like the music's like far away.
And you get that sound in there?
Not quite that is what I'm going for, but yeah, it's a nice flavor, just not nearly enough. Muted. Yeah, very muted.
Yeah, yeah.
I respect the story, though. I love the business story behind it. I feel like I would buy it just because.
And I would give these guys a shot.
Yeah,
a couple of years from now, also because I want to see what their progression comes.
They
out.
Have another one. So this is their standard one. This is the 88 proof. There's another one at 100 proof. But when I talk to Francisco and to
Aaron,
I want to say Francisco.
Francisco,
I'm gonna do this. So edit all that out and just put Francisco. All right, Sam.
All right.
So when I talked to Aaron and Francisco about this, they had this one in 100 proof. And I was like, well, let's start off with their base model. That way we can see if the Ford Taurus is worth driving or not, you know? Mm-hmm.
So it's Aaron and Francisco.
Aaron and Francisco.
You know, it's fun. If we're going to do that, then I can definitely describe it. So it's definitely like driving a base model vehicle, and you have some of the features that you need. Mm-hmm. But when you want that thing that vibrates your butt when you go from one lane to another,
it's not there. It's like a four-cylinder whiskey.
The screen that does the navigation thing extras, it's just there. Not there. But it's got all of the things that you need in the
this
car.
This one doesn't have crank windows. This one doesn't have crank windows. It's got electric windows.
Yeah.
And when you step on that button, and it'll go down.
When you step on that accelerator, it just doesn't do it for you. You just need a little bit more.
Yeah.
So Renee was a yellow for you.
Yeah.
Yellow for me.
Yellow.
Yeah. I'm probably going yellow as well.
That's three yellow.
I mean, I'll drink it. I'm glad I didn't have to buy it.
Oh yeah. So for me, the nose is it caught me off guard because I mean, earlier I was saying it smells dirty. It's earthy. The nose is very, very earthy, but then it's thin. Like you get a hint of the taste on the nose, but it's very thin, and you get the alcohol, which surprises you for an 88 proof because there's not a lot of alcohol there.
Right.
And then on the mouth, when you taste it, I put sweet. I get the corn up front, and then it thins out right there, and the flavor I get, I don't think I've ever had it by itself. But my wife does those fancy coffees, and they have the caramel syrup you can add to them. So not like a rich, real caramel, but like that caramel syrup. That's the flavor I'm getting. And then after Sam said apple, I tasted apple. So I stepped in your apple pie.
It was suggestive.
So I put
Inception.
So I put apple pie, not really apple cinnamon. I don't get the cinnamon, but I get apple something there. But it's just soft. It's too soft.
To me, it's like Apple Jacks, but like not nearly present.
When
enough.
I think Apple Jacks, I think that red line Amberana finish.
Yeah, that was way more.
Yeah.
Way more.
This, it's very suggestive. It's just light. It's there, but not enough. Man, I think this is a really good like segue bourbon. Like a transition between a very, very beginner to something a bit more aggressive. Yep. Or somebody who's like, look,
I would like to try it.
It's a very good beginner.
I'm going to tell you, as a beginner in my understanding of bourbon, I think it's perfect for somebody like me. It's a nice sort of build up to become more mature. Mm-hmm. But I definitely can taste the sweetness, and the caramel is a good description. I'm still kind of, the apple thing doesn't really.
Well, maybe a second glass.
It's very light, but it's, I see the apple.
But you know, as we sit here and we talk about us maturing, maybe you as the listeners will mature in the brief moment that we're going.
Let us bust your nuts. We promise you'll be satisfied. At High Torque, we have over 50 years of industrial and specialty bolting experience. With industry-leading technology, our expert team can help you with all of your industrial bolting applications. High Torque provides 24/7 assistance to optimize safety, improve quality, and make scheduling easy. Find us at hightorque.com or call 225-663-0345. We have offices in Lafayette, Baton Rouge, Bossier, and Lake Charles. High Torque, busted nuts for over 50 years.
Rene Girard, Acadiana certified master tobacconist. He owns Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress Street. Piper's Haven is home to one of the biggest humidors you're ever going to find. Talk to me about how many cigars you've got.
Well, our humidor is 553 square feet, and we have probably close to 1,500 different cigars in the humidor.
It's an incredible amount of cigars.
It's a lot of cigars.
So if somebody is looking for a mild cigar, maybe something midline, I mean,
Or a full-bodied cigar.
They've got tons of choices humidor.
We can fix you up.
Absolutely, at Piper's Haven. And you also have Lambergers.
Lamberger lamps and scents and all the parts for it.
I love it. So it's going to smell good, whether it's cigars or whether it's pipes and pipe tobacco, everything, including the accessories, you've got it at Piper's Haven.
We got lighters and cutters and bears. Oh, my.
Piper's Haven is at 3916 West Congress Street between Gilbo Road and Adrian's. Ask him about the bears. Oh, my.
Experience Acadiana's most exclusive steakhouse, Mr. Lester's at Cypress Bayou. Make your reservation today. Space is limited. Take Highway 90 to the Baldwin exit.
Shop at Nunu's, a proud sponsor of Implicit Bias on KPEL. Nunu's is dedicated to providing excellent food, excellent drinks, and excellent service. Known for their specialty meats and superb liquor and beer selection, it's all here. Family run and family oriented, we know our customers by name and strive to deliver a great shopping experience to every customer every time. Nunu's, now open in Youngsville, Milton, Maurice, and Scott.
Ever think about firearm safety? Are you new to shooting? Don't know how to get started? Here's Caleb with the Rustic Renegade.
I love new shooters because they don't have any bad habits yet. So you get somebody who hasn't been around firearms or hasn't done a lot of shooting. We can sit down in a very safe environment where there's no live ammunition, no risk of any residuals, and train them the right way before they actually get on a range and go in and do some live
fire. Why don't you come in and have a cup of coffee with us? The Rustic Renegade and TheRusticRenegade.com.
Welcome back to Implicit Bias. We're sitting there having a good time in the break. Wish you could join us. Maybe if we live streamed every episode, that would make a difference.
Way more fun.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Sam, would you have to bleep live streams like that?
We would have to bleep it. I mean, we would go back and edit the recorded version, but I'm definitely into live streaming everything. That would be a lucrative venture for me personally.
Well, if we live stream it, can you go back and bleep it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then it's not a live stream.
Well, yeah, but he would go out and take out the questionable words for radio.
Could we change questionable words to like a cat meowing?
We could certainly do that. Yes. We have the technology.
Yeah. Something besides the beep.
I like the beep is funny though.
Yeah, but I wanted something different.
Like what?
I don't know. We'll figure that out.
Gunshots.
Like a cool noise.
Yeah.
Noise. Like maybe it could be Pennywise going, "Hello, Georgine."
Well, considering the clip that you asked me to bring up, I have a feeling we're going to be playing a lot of whatever it is you decide.
We better figure out what noise we're going to do to bleep that out.
But before we go down that rabbit hole, let's stay, I don't do a good job of staying on task, but let's go back to this Wyoming whiskey, 88 proof, small batch bourbon. I didn't give it my rating yet. Man, look, I'm a squirrel. I honestly think this is a green. I think that this one's worth buying, worth having. There's other stuff out there that I've already got on my bore, I think this would be very worthwhile to replace. Is it going to replace your Four Roses or anything else? No. But for the story behind it, and for, I mean, it's got the complexity. It just doesn't have the aggression. I think it's worth having on the bar. So what I would like to do before we go down any further is, what would you pay?
I'll lead it off.
Pay.
But I think that this is a $46 bottle.
$46. Okay.
$30.
Sam?
Yeah, I'm more with Renee. I was thinking like 36. I'll split the difference.
Man, y'all, that's pretty good little grouping. We've got $16 in between. That's a pretty solid little grouping. Is it no higher, no lower? Nope. So one person is closest to the hole.
Yeah.
$42.19. The 19 cents caught me off guard, I'll be honest with you. But for less than $43, I think this is a really, really good buy. And then Renee, I'm gonna put you on the spot. With something like this, something that even you rated as a yellow, what do you think would pair well? What cigar do you think would pair really well?
Well, initially, before we even drank it, I was thinking cigars to bring out. And I mean, lately, for the past month, Perdomo 30th anniversary has been on my head. And they got three wrappers. They got a Connecticut. They have a Sun Grown. They have a Maduro. Maduro's starting to be my most favorite one because of slight sweetness. But because this whiskey is so mild, or as the word that Sam and I came up with was diluted, I would have a tendency to use the Connecticut. That Connecticut 30th is very light. And normally Perdomo's cigars have a little bit more body to them, a little bit more pepper because of that Nicaraguan design blends. They have a tendency of being a little bit spicier, a little bit heavier. But that 30th, because they've aged an extra year, because they're a year behind, because they were trying to decide how they were going to do the bands. It took them a year to figure that out and get the Dutch to print to do the bands. It mellowed a lot more. So that Connecticut is very, very smooth. I think it would pair very well with this whiskey.
Now the Connecticut wrapper, that's the normally, like, we'll call it a blondish.
It's a lighter, yeah, very light. They literally grow this tobacco under shade cloth. And by doing that, it makes the tobacco very subtle, very thin, and lighter colored finish. And it's a very mild tobacco traditionally. And normally, if you use a Connecticut shade, you're not going to blend the fillers up very much because you'll overpower the wrapper. And Connecticut shade wrapper is probably one of the most expensive wrappers made. So why would you spend all that money on Connecticut wrapper if you're going to just overpower your wrapper? But this cigar, the 30th Connecticut, is just, it's extraordinarily smooth. I mean, it's very, very smooth.
Help me understand what makes this thing so special? Besides, obviously, the flavors, do they not make many of them? So therefore, there's less supply. Is that the quality of the product of the cigars that you...
The 30th?
Yeah,
well,
the 30th.
Well, the 30th, all these cigars are using 15-year-old tobacco. This crop came from 08. They've been aging and waiting for 15 years to do this cigar.
Uh-oh.
They finally put it together, and now they've only opened 75 stores in the United States that can carry this cigar, and I'm the only one in the state of Louisiana that can carry it. Eventually, you know, next year, the tobaccos that they're going to use is going to be from 09. Mm-hmm. They're going to keep this in production.
But it's going to be 15.
It's going to be, well, they, and normally the manufacturers, they will sit there and tweak blends. They will use different tobaccos and different things in it to get it to taste the same as it did last year. That's their goal, is this year's cigars taste like last year's cigars. Mm. Even though the crop changes every year, a good blender will sit there and he'll tweak it. He'll change it. He'll take different tobaccos, different strains, different varieties to blend in to get that taste like he did last year.
Wow.
You know, that's where the art comes in.
So what you're saying is this is the perfect Christmas present because it's the first year they've done it, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. They came out in November.
So this is a
November 17th was the release. of the 30th.
So this is a stepping stone. This is a way to get into it from the ground up, and then it can be a Christmas tradition.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Mm. I might need that for the duck camp this weekend.
You need that.
I think so. I think so. Maybe we'll get Sam to smoke a cigar finally.
Yeah, he can come and hang out.
I've seen him hold two cigars. No.
Help me out, Renee.
The first time we went to Lester's and did the live, afterwards, y'all were out on the floor doing other things with money. Sam and I went sit up in the little bar, and we had us a whiskey, and we each smoked a Ashton VSG and just chilled out. And
knocked down some bats. I gave Renee some tips.
Yeah.
No, wait, knock down some bats. I'm confused. You mean like the flying kind?
Me and Renee will tell you bats is kind of a metaphor for cigars.
Thank you. Okay.
I've never heard a cigar called a bat before.
I think I picked it up in The Sopranos or something.
I think Sam just made that up.
Let me roll with it. If it's not a thing already, it should be.
I like how Sam's like, look, I'm going to take something that's got a tobacco leaf on the side with textures and everything else, and we're going to call that a bat. Like a baseball bat?
Yeah, like a baseball bat.
Like a Louisville Slugger.
Exactly.
The mini Louisville Slugger.
Correct. Correct.
Oh, okay. Okay. I got nothing.
Yeah.
Commercial break? No.
I tell you what, Sam and I did smoke a nice cigar.
We and Renee have smoked several cigars together. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. We've smoked cigars after recording shows outside.
I feel like second fiddle now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like third fiddle.
You're in too much of a rush to go off and do something. I mean, sometimes you just got to relax a little bit, buddy.
Yeah.
I mean, on Friday mornings, I keep telling you, come by and visit.
I need to. And you just rush off. I've done it twice. I go by, I grab it. I'm like, I got to make the donuts.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, at the last Cypress Bayou show we did, you talked about we were going to smoke a pipe. You had brought all your pipes. Yeah, you had your fancy tackle box and whatnot. All your arts and crafts that you brought. And then we get to the show and you just started drinking whiskeys, but just as fast as you could, like as if the place was shutting down, like it was on fire. You were trying to put down whiskeys and that plan went out the window.
Yeah, but in
Caleb's
defense, they were putting out. They were doing the flight things. Yeah. And I mean, we had the Balfour and we had oh my God! They just overwhelmed us. You know that
the problem I have is people have become they've come to know me now as I guess capable of slamming some back. And we were talking about it the other night on the Cajun Bourbon Society, and we were talking about how people have bottles that last like years. And to me,
and you have bottles that last hours.
Hours, yeah. Like if a bottle lasts like a week, it's a big deal because when I open a bottle. Like sitting down and having a good time with y'all right now. This bottle signifies that this time to me, right? So I don't want to try to replicate this with someone else.
Right.
So my goal is to sit down and drink the bottle with y'all, have a good time and enjoy it.
And when you have somebody else with you, you have a different bottle.
Right.
Yeah.
You're a memory maker.
I
respect memory makers, man.
I mean, because like, all the bottles.
I would classify him more as like a memory remover in my experience.
Look, I remember. Y'all may not, but I remember.
Rookies.
When I look up and I see the wall at the shop, I'm like, I remember who was there. When I see a blue, a green, even some of the reds, the few reds we have, I'm like, I remember who was there for that bottle. And this is like, we had a good time. This was this. That's what I see it as. So.
Yeah, but that as you get older, that will go away.
So I associate it when I smell it or when I look at it, I'm like, it comes back. You know, I'm like, oh, I remember this one right here. This is what the conversation we had. This is the time. And that's what it means to me, right? It's not about getting sauced.
Right.
You know, because normally, like right now, there's four of us. So a bottle between four of us, that's three or four, you know, each. So it goes a little ways, but, you know, it's about the time, the memories, what happens, the conversation, where it goes. That's what I really enjoy with it.
Right. That's called an episodic memory. And we are designed to have episodic memories in our life. Because when you have a memory like that, it's stored and therefore it can always come back. So it's like having a reel of photos in your mind. and it's able to be able to go back. Cause I don't know about you. I love my wife and I will travel and we have five kids. And so when we're by ourselves, we go back and we look at these old photos and it's like bringing us right back to it's an episodic memory. That's where episode comes from. And so to be able to recall those things, it just makes it more special.
Well, you know what's about to come back? Us.
Shop at Nunu's, a proud sponsor of Implicit Bias on KPEL. Nunu's is dedicated to providing excellent food, excellent drinks, and excellent service. Known for their specialty meats and superb liquor and beer selection, it's all here. Family-run and family-oriented, we know our customers by name and strive to deliver a great shopping experience to every customer, every time. Nunu's, now open in Youngsville, Milton, Maurice, and Scott.
Dupree Carrier Godshaw provides insurance locally as well as nationwide. A full-service agency, Dupree Carrier Godshaw can take care of all of your needs, from personal auto, home, or business, group health, life, or investment products. Dupree Carrier Godshaw is a growing business and is currently hiring. Email resumes to charlesl@dcgagency.com. For all of your insurance needs, call Dupree Carrier Godshaw at 337-948-8186 or visit dcgagency.com.
Hey there, Louisiana. It's time to unlock your inner confidence and shine like never before. Visit Eon of Louisiana Body Contouring. Imagine sculpting your dream body with the latest, most advanced techniques. Kiss those stubborn inches goodbye. Eon's team of experts will make those curves pop and those problem areas disappear. Our treatments have no downtime and can be completed on your lunch break. Let your beauty and your confidence shine. Book your consultation now at eonoflouisiana.com. That's eonoflouisiana.com.
Results may vary. Consultation required.
The government is full of red tape. If you're a veteran seeking the benefits you've earned and you deserve, you're probably tired of fighting the system. Access Medical Solutions can help. Access Medical, veteran benefits services locally owned and operated by Dr. Mark Freeman, a veteran himself with 30-plus years experience as a disability medical examiner. Let Access Medical Solutions complete an evaluation of new or increased benefit claims in person or via HIPAA-compliant telemedicine consult. Go to axsmed.com to find out more. AXXESSmed.com. Axis Medical Solution. Veteran Benefit Services. We get results.
Welcome back to the third segment, which is the second segment, or the third first segment, depending on how you look at it, of Implicit Bias.
Wait, what?
I think of things. That's pretty good. Like, okay. That's quick mathematician. Across from me is Renee Girard of the Piper's Haven, our CWAT, the Certified Wizard of Tobacco, the gentleman with the sun-grown... I don't know where I was going with it.
I don't know either.
I was going to go into...
We're at 3916 West Congress Street, because that way you don't have to Google it like Caleb.
Sun-grown cologne. That's what I was going with.
Sun-grown cologne?
Yeah.
I don't have any of that.
Oh. Yeah, you do.
No, I got sun-grown cologne. No.
I don't know.
I got ALRs, which I know is one of your favorites.
I need that. Yeah. I need that.
Hey, let me ask you a question. If I was to go to your shop one day during the week, that would be one of those hangout sessions just to relax. Is it the Friday morning deal? Is it the just to come and hang out with you guys and visit and smoke a cigar?
I'm in the shop from 7:30 to sometimes 8, 9 o'clock at night.
Dedication.
6 days a week. Well, 5 days a week. For Saturdays, I leave at 5. We close at 5. But we're open 9 to 8. Monday through Friday, and then 9 to 5. And I'm there 6 days a week.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you come out anytime and hang out.
Friday morning, and I'm thinking about going to visit and hang out with you on Friday morning.
Yeah.
He tells me because I'm like a block from him on Friday.
Yeah, he does the radio show, Firearms Fridays.
Yep.
And from there, I mean, we're just right around the corner. I was like, dude, you can come and pick up your supplies, because I know you're busy. You got to go to the shop and open up. But I'm there early, so as soon as you finish Firearm Friday, you can come by, because I'm there. I got coffee made, and I'm usually sitting out there on the porch smoking a cigar, drinking my fourth or fifth cup of coffee by then.
It is a great way to spend the morning, I'll tell you that.
I love
we've done when we've done a few live remotes with KPL, and you've come out and done.
I don't think Sam likes those.
No,
he.
Well, that was okay. Okay, what's happening right now?
I was checking to see if you were paying attention or not.
No, he's watching the cooking thing. They're cooking chicken and stuff right now. But
well, so speaking of cooking.
Okay.
That's not a good segue, by the way. I don't know where I was going.
All right.
But the other voice
you
heard is
cooking up right now.
The other voice you heard is Eric Stoddard of Luxury Limo of Lafayette.
Hey, hey, hey.
So it's a pleasure to have you on here again.
It's a pleasure to be back with you, buddy.
And then everyone knows that Sam's sitting in the corner working.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. He gets paid for this, folks.
I put on deodorant for this.
you did what?
I put on deodorant for this.
Oh, my God.
You boys are welcome.
So we're sitting here sipping on the new Wyoming. What do you call it? New Wyoming? I think that's a good way to put
it.
Because it's not the old Wyoming. The old Wyoming wasn't even a yellow, which this one, I was a squirrel, but look, 3 out of 4 voted yellow on this bottle.
I tell you what, you didn't squirrel very far. I mean, I was close to the green, but, you know, you won't let us mix colors.
There was no mixing.
So it had to go yellow for me. But I was like, you know, yellow, green.
It's hard to get people to make decisions, you know, like clear decisions. And that's what
put them in categories.
Yeah, everyone wants to be like, well, yeah, it's a fuchsia. No, man, like just say yes or no, you know, like be solid in your thought process. But so at $42.19, I would not be remiss to have this as a stocking stuffer this year.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I might look at that 100 proof, though.
It look, when you walk up there and you see it, it's right next to this bottle.
Yeah. I would be tempted to try the 100 just because after drinking this one, you know, with just the muted flavors because, and I think it's because of the lower alcohol, I think the 100 might be pretty tasty.
I'm pretty sure it is. I'll probably go back and grab one after. When's the next time on that side of town? Oh, it could be tomorrow.
Oh, and then, you know what? On Friday morning, you can come and we can be on the porch.
And then we can have a glass first thing with our whiskey.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that idea. And the Prodromo 30, the
Connecticut
wrapper is what you said would pair very well with
this. Yeah, because of the lightness of the flavor of this whiskey. You don't want your cigar to overpower your whiskey, and likewise, you don't want the whiskey to overpower your cigar. You want it kind of blended so that way you can enjoy both of them.
You mean balanced, like a good marriage?
Oh, that's a very good thought. I didn't put
that
together.
The marriage of cigar and bourbon.
Oh, my God.
Just like the marriage of man and
woman. You are a smart guy.
Ooh. One. Yeah. Look at that. I gave myself chills.
It, around here, it's called the frissons.
The frissons, bro. I felt it in my toes.
Yeah.
But so sitting there enjoying a good glass, I hope y'all are enjoying your, is this going to go up on Thursday or?
This is going to go up on Friday.
Yeah. So enjoying your Friday, Saturday, the split's over. So maybe you're drinking this Friday night, prepping for Saturday morning ducks. That's my hope.
Or listening to the show at 10 o'clock.
Look, you know what? You can listen to this while you call ducks.
Really?
Yeah. You ever heard Sam do his duck call? Watch Sam. No. Let's hear it.
Purr.
I need to take you duck hunting.
Yeah.
You cried. I've never seen you cry before.
He's got bleeping
tears.
Sound.
He's got tears coming out his eyes.
And that's going to be the bleeping sound.
I legitimately need to take this man duck hunting.
That's the new beeping sound.
Well, speaking of beeping sounds, what do we have to listen to, Sam?
You want me to play a clip?
You like how I did that? Yeah. It was like immediately put you on the spot. And now you got to waste 5 seconds trying to pull it back up.
Pull it up.
Is your phone Bluetooth connected to that board?
It is, yes.
Oh, that's fancy.
He's fancy. Yo, he's got this stuff, man.
Mm-hmm. Named after the Dutch king?
Yeah. Harold Bluetooth.
Yeah.
How did you know that?
You look like you look at me like you're surprised that I know things.
I didn't think anybody knew that.
I know that. In fact, the symbol that he used for Bluetooth
initials.
Is his sign, his signature. That's the emblem, official emblem of Harold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just listened to a podcast about that. That's crazy.
Really? You just found that out?
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm late to the party.
Well, I'm older than
Harold
than y'all.
Bluetooth.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
He was a Viking king.
Mm-hmm. Brought Christianity to, what was it, Denmark or?
The Dutch, so you had Denmark.
No,
that's a different country.
Yeah. The Dutch is Holland. Denmark is Danish.
Yeah.
Okay. That's where they make them pastries.
Oh, I love
Danish.
Those. Are y'all ready? We've been waiting on you. I've been just killing time, man.
What do you mean? If somebody's going to try to blackmail me with advertising, blackmail me with money, go f*** yourself. Go f*** yourself. Is that clear? I hope it is.
I love how he's like, I hope it is. Yeah. I really do. Well, he sounds so sincere.
Well, he is.
Yeah.
When you have kind of money, you can go and tell them to go themselves.
Because he doesn't need their money. The wealthiest man in the world?
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah, I think one
single.
One thing that you find with Uber success guys is they always know how to use leverage.
Yeah. Mm.
And so being in a situation when somebody tries to steal your leverage and you want to regain it back, it's like the perfect way of taking back that control and then putting it back into the hands. Because after that video, he put it back into the hands of the people, because the guy's sitting there going, well, what are you going to do? Yeah, the company's going to go bankrupt because you got to have advertisers and all the things. And he goes, well, we're going to let Earth decide who's going to win this war.
Well, and the thing is with Elon, does he really need the advertisers?
Absolutely.
Well, and his shareholders need the advertisers.
Yeah, no, the company.
Whoa, stop. There is no shareholders. You're right. He owns the majority.
He owns it outright. But even then, his employees, everyone else, they want everything to work well. They want the company to make money. They want it to be profitable. So advertisers are what he wants and needs. But at the end of the day, he wants people to spend money with him because they want to.
Right.
Not because they think they can bulldog him, is what Disney tried to do.
In the woke culture, the cancel culture, that's what he's fighting. When, you know, these people are, Disney was like, is the prime example of what was doing this to him. And he's like, no, I'm not going to bow down to your demands and that. This is how we do things. This is what we're going to do. And if you don't want to spend your money here, keep it. I don't need it.
Well, I think what it does too, though, is it allows the 11, 12, 13, however many companies did this, those 13 companies who pulled out opens the door for the thousands of other companies who are going, you know what? I want to support that guy.
Yeah.
But I think taking...
And I mean, it might not be as big as Disney and all of that, but instead of that one big bite, you can have 10 or 15 smaller bites. Smaller companies that will... They can't spend Disney money, but they can spend a 10th or a 15th or a 20th of what Disney did. You get enough of those, you got more people, and you don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Well, that's going back to business, I much rather have the 80 of the other small guys and take the 20 versus the 80 of the big, and that they can choose.
20 that think that they can control you.
100%. Yeah, it's do you want to make $100 one time or a dollar 100 times?
Exactly. I want $100.
Yeah.
And
when we look at this, he's sitting down, and this was about an anti-Semitic post that he was like, look, we're not deleting this. We're leaving it up because free speech matters, just like we hope that you listening to us matters, because we're not going away. We'll be right back.
How sweet it is. Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette can satisfy all of your bakery needs. Cakes, cookies, pastries, melt-in-your-mouth pedophores, wedding cakes, and, of course, the original New Orleans Doberge cake. Family owned and operated, let Gambino's Bakery take care of all your dessert needs for your family gathering, tailgate, holiday, or any special occasion. Visit with the baking professionals in Lafayette. Find what fits your taste. Enjoy the sweet life with Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette, 3802 Johnson Street. Call them at 337-406-9066 or online at gambinos.com.
Experience Acadiana's most exclusive steakhouse, Mr. Lester's at Cypress Bayou. Make your reservation today. Space is limited. Back to Cypress Bayou Casino. Take Highway 90 to the Baldwin exit.
Investments need protection. One of the best protections you can provide your vehicle is a ceramic coat on the paint. But who can afford that? You can. Jude Pelche at Pelche's Auto Detailing and Ceramic Coating can provide you with big city quality at a small town price. Jude is meticulous about making sure your car maintains its brand new appearance using the highest quality ceramic coating with handcrafted application. Pelche's Auto Detail and Ceramic Coating can deliver a one-of-a-kind, long-lasting look. Call Pelche's Auto Detailing and Ceramic Coating at 337-962-2849. That's Pelche's Auto Detailing, 337-962-2849.
Ever think about firearm safety? Are you new to shooting? Don't know how to get started? Here's Caleb with the Rustic Renegade.
I love new shooters because they don't have any bad habits yet. So you get somebody who hasn't been around it, hasn't been around firearms, or hasn't done a lot of shooting. We can sit down in a very safe environment where there's no live ammunition, no risk of any residuals, and train them the right way before they actually get on a range and go and do some live fire.
Why don't you come in and have a cup of coffee with us? The Rustic Renegade at TheRusticRenegade.com.
Nobody likes to drive around in a grimy ride. Clean that car the Cajun way. Zydeco Ride and Shine Car Wash at 320 Willow and Cajun Car Wash at 510 Lafayette Street in Youngsville are there for you. Our facilities provide you with the best automatic car wash in the Acadiana area. Regulars get a bonus. Buy three washes at a location, get the fourth one free. Zydeco Ride and Shine and Cajun Car Wash, keeping Acadiana's rides clean since 2014.
William S. Nicol Jewelry has been serving the Acadiana area for over 40 years now. Loose diamonds, engagement rings, wedding sets, the most extensive in-store selection Acadiana has to offer. Waterford Crystal, Swarovski Crystal, and a complete Pandora Jewelry Shop and Shop right on the showroom floor. In-house jewelry repairs and a friendly, knowledgeable staff to assist you. When you want bigger, better diamonds for less, when you want quality merchandise at affordable prices, shop local. Shop William S. Nicol Jewelry, 3802 Johnson Street, Lafayette.
Welcome back to the final segment of the first hour of Implicit Bias, brought to you by Piper's Haven, located at google.com.
No, we're located at 3916 West Congress.
I knew it had a three.
I know you. I mean, you know where it's at.
I know exactly where it is.
You come to the shop all the time. I think your truck knows. You don't know, but your truck knows where it's at.
The Ford knows exactly how to get
there.
He
knows how to get there.
Yeah, and it makes that little poop poop, no problem. Yeah.
Your truck does the poop poop?
Yeah, the little bump. You get a little bump. You know, the 37's clear, no problem.
Oh, okay.
Sam's SUV? No, he'd be fine too.
Sam's got a pretty cool SUV.
He does.
Man.
He does. I like watching him pull all this stuff out.
I want to hear Sam's duck call again.
I don't want any ducks showing up.
I don't think he can duplicate it.
Yeah.
How did it go? Man, every duck hunter that listens just stroked out for the second time. I want you to know that.
Like, I'm not liable for that.
That was... what kind of duck? It's not a wood duck. What would that be? I'm going to have to ask somebody.
Pintail whistles. Wood duck. I don't know what kind of sound a wood duck makes.
You know what? I'm gonna go on a limb here. I know it's not the right duck, but just to say it, we're going to say it's a buffle head.
A buffle head?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what I specialize in.
Yeah. I don't know about buffalo. It's more like bull, but
So we're sitting here finishing up, still drinking. Well, I am at least. The Wyoming 88 proof, which was a yellow and a steel at $42.19. That 19 cents lets you know it's non-negotiable.
It's worth the extra.
Yeah,
shake. It is.
It's
not 20, it's 19.
If you had Wyoming before and you were let down, trust me, this is not the same thing.
Right.
Nowhere near it. Worth having it, worth giving it a shot.
I'm thinking the 100 though.
There's that 100 proof. When you walk up there and look at them, this is the white label. The 100 proof is a green label. And I'll be honest with you.
I'm tempted to go buy me a bottle of 100.
I told Aaron and Francisco. I said, we're not going to go with the 100 proof. Let's start. We'll start at the Ford Taurus of the model, and we'll give it a shot.
But if I'm willing to go buy the 100 proof, does that mean I got to change my color from yellow to green?
I don't know. It's your thing.
I was a yellow on that 88, but you know, I might have to go to green and
see,
go
my,
to the
100. My thought process was depending on how this one is, like it can only get better at 100 proof. That was my thought process.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, good. Well, we didn't know what this one was going to be like after the first time we did the Wyoming.
I think it was worth
taking a risk, but it was worth the juice.
A life without risk is a story with no twist.
Ooh. That's profound, dude.
I read it somewhere.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You didn't just make that up.
No, I read it somewhere, and it was really something that stuck with me. You know,
that's a good deal.
You gotta, without the plot twist, without the hills and the valleys, the story is boring, and nobody wants a boring story.
No.
If you want a boring story, we don't hang out.
It's like having a motorcycle and riding on a straight road.
Oh,
that's boring. I mean, you need curves and swoops and hills and, you know.
Gotta feel them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How about driving the perfect car inside of those hills and roads? If you've ever
like drag racers. It's straight line. Now they go fast, but it's straight line. You go, you know, road racers there. Left turns, right turns. Unlike NASCAR, which is all left. Until they do a road course that they go right and left and up and down.
Most of them can't ambi-turn.
No, ambi-turn?
Yeah, ambi-turn, right or left. That's a shout-out to, what was that movie, Sam?
Talladega Nights.
No, that is not a shout-out to Talladega Nights. Blue Steel, baby, with Ben Stiller. What's the movie?
Blue Steel?
Yeah, Blue Steel.
Gosh, oh, man.
He was a male model.
Zoolander.
Yeah.
He couldn't turn right. He could only turn left. He wasn't an ambi turner.
Okay.
What a pull.
Yeah. Yeah. You see? I mean, I can pull stuff out of hats, brother.
You're the best references. You're the best hats.
Pulling stuff out of something else, too, I think.
Full of episodic memories.
Yeah.
Speaking of pulling things out of nowhere, back to Elon Musk and pulling a pretty good one. You know, What I'm curious about is how many investors really said, not investors, but advertisers really said, you know what? We're done with this. Disney had already, like, according to him, blackmailed him into trying to, and he was like, I'm not playing this game.
Yeah.
You know, and look, as a business owner, politics, religion, and all that, it doesn't really come into play, but yet it does at the same time. You know, people, I believe that people know the kind of person I am. And the direction I come from, and they either shop with me because they know who we are, what we stand for, or they don't.
Right.
And look, if you choose not to, that's fine. It's okay. I know that I'm not the perfect fit for some customers, because some customers aren't the perfect fit for me, and that's okay. That's why you have an opportunity to choose, because at the end of the day, we want the customer. If you want the customer to be happy, sometimes they're not happy with you. And Elon didn't say that so eloquently.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I think he said it very well. Because look, I've been doing this cigar thing for 38 years. And there's times that there's some customers I don't want. Mm-hmm. There's just times that there's some people that they disagree with me. I disagree with them. It's like, look, let's just go our separate ways and we'll be both mm-hmm. be happy. You want to do business with people you like and agree with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it makes things easier to deal with.
Well, no one wants to have Eeyore in their shop all the time.
Well, no.
I think you left one more out, and I think it's honesty.
Oh no, that's very important.
Because look, it's like this whiskey. It's those guys were honest with the fact that they messed up.
They realized
it didn't come out good. It didn't.
Right.
But to be able to be honest with people, I think you always win a majority.
Oh,
now, depending on what we say, right? There's always going to be, you can always look at one side or the other. But I think from a customer doing business with somebody, I think that the honesty, the truthfulness, the transparency, the realness.
The customer wants to know when you tell them something, they can bring that to the bank.
Yeah.
It's not some pitch to, I just need your money.
Well,
here's
a question that you have me thinking of real quick, okay? Can agreeableness and honesty coexist?
Yeah.
Because it's very difficult to be honest and agreeable. Many people who are agreeable will glass over the honest part. It's hard to be both, because a lot of people who are agreeable, a lot of salesmen that are agreeable, they'll go with the flow, and this is the hottest flavor.
Honesty takes a stand.
I think honesty, you can be agreeable, but an agreeable person can't always be honest.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
That's a good way.
You know, because an honest person, the truth is there regardless. Mm-hmm. You might not like it, or you might you might like it and be agreeable with it. But somebody who's always agreeable, they're not honest.
Well, you said it earlier. Don't come and hang out with me if you don't have an opinion. Because it becomes like there's a lack of honesty.
And it's boring. And it's boring. I mean, we can't talk about anything. You know, let's go have a good time. And, oh, yeah, we had a good time. But what did you do? Well, we just hung out and had a good time. We didn't talk about anything. We didn't discuss anything. We didn't have other viewpoints.
Well, I think we go back, and we said it earlier about episodic memories, and I don't want to just kind of go back. But the reality is when we're able to be honest, then we become vulnerable. When we become vulnerable, people see the true side. What it does on the other side of the coin is it forces them to be honest. And all of a sudden, now you have two people who can come together, and it's not so surfacey. I think if we go back to, you know, you guys are special, in my opinion, to be able to sit here and to be able to share opinions, share views. But for most of us, especially as men, if we're going to go hang out, the talk is going to be very surfacey.
It's very shallow.
And man, that's the part of the game that, like, that's why I think customers appreciate doing business with people who are honest. They may not agree with you, but I think that they will at least acknowledge. And if they don't communicate, then you know what? Move on, because I really don't want you inside of this place anyway.
I mean, whenever you give somebody, I mean, I do that all the time with my customers. They come in and go, I don't know nothing about cigars. Where they're counting on me to use my knowledge of cigars and not just shoot them a line and sell them the most expensive product. Mm-hmm. You know, I have people all the time that goes, I want the most expensive cigar you have. Why? Wait, no, you don't need that. What do you want? What are you looking for? What kind of strength? What kind of flavors? Well, I don't know. Just because you spend more money doesn't mean you get the best product that you're looking for. Yep. You have to put that right product in those people's hands.
The most expensive hammer makes a horrible screwdriver.
Mm. Exactly.
You know, it's getting people to realize what they should ask.
Yeah.
You know, because that's the hard part.
And it's like we were talking about earlier when you were talking about the glass at the shop. You know, it's the old Sears catalog, better, best.
Good, better, best.
You know, everything was good, better, best. And you give them options, but you got to find out which fits them better. You know, what's the best fit for them?
And we hope that our implicit bias is the best fit for you. Because we're not through. There's a whole nother hour left.
Can't find an Uber or Lyft? Luxury Limo of Lafayette offers scheduled pickups and drop-offs and even airport transportation in style. Get dropped off and picked up in their luxurious 12-passenger Mercedes-Benz Sprinter with limo-style interior or their Cadillac Escalade SUV. Reserve a sleek black town car for a night out with friends or dinner with your sweetheart. That's Luxury Limo of Lafayette, 565-4385 or luxurylimooflafayette.net. Spoil yourself to luxury with Luxury Limo of Lafayette.
Shop at Nunu's, a proud sponsor of Implicit Bias on KPEL. Nunu's is dedicated to providing excellent food, excellent drinks, and excellent service. Known for their specialty meats and superb liquor and beer selection, it's all here. Family run and family oriented, we know our customers by name and strive to deliver a great shopping experience to every customer every time. Nunu's, now open in Youngsville, Milton, Maurice, and Scott.
This is Moon Griffon for Coin and Treasure, 2472 West Congress. You know, my buddy Louis Pizzolatto at Coin and Treasure is a truly great American businessman. If you're a coin collector, silver or gold bullion collector, Louis at Coin and Treasure will have something for you. Louis has over 40 years of experience in the coin business. Visit them at 2472 West Congress. Call them at 232-2573 or visit online at coinandtreasure.com. This is Moon Griffon. You can trust Coin and Treasure.
Hey Acadiana, I'm Kathleen Terrio with Next Home Cutting Edge Realty. I know realtors seem to be on every corner, but the good ones aren't. I promise to give you top-notch customer service that includes honesty, availability, and professionalism. If you're looking for a realtor you can trust and is available during your most important purchase, call me, Kathleen, where the service goes beyond the closing day. For all your commercial needs, investment properties, or your next home, call Kathleen with Next Home Cutting Edge Realty, 337-412-1536. That's 337-412-1536. Or find me on the web searching Kathleen Terrio Realtor.
Experience Acadiana's most exclusive steakhouse, Mr. Lester's at Cypress Bayou. Make your reservation today. Space is limited. Back to Cypress Bayou Casino. Take Highway 90 to the Baldwin exit.
You're listening to News Talk 96.5, KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square media station.
Welcome back. We recording?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, we're recording.
Welcome back to Implicit Bias. This is the first segment of the second hour.
Correct.
Brought to you by William S. Nakol. Address unknown to me, but known to Google. Is MapQuest still a thing?
It's on Johnson Street.
MapQuest is a thing. Yahoo Maps is a thing. All iPhones, Android phones, all have it. If you type in William S. Nakol, and look, right now during the Christmas season, when you can go to Renee over at Piper's Haven and get something great for the man in your life, and sometimes a lady, you can go to William S. Nakol and get something for the lady in your life that
3802 Johnson Street.
Look, you're 36.
Sweet B.
36. What's your?
3916.
3916 and 3802. They're too close. They're divisible by one another. Wait, I can't do that.
And your address is what, 2842?
How do you even know 2842.
God dog it. Because my old address used to be 2480 Congress. So every time I hear your address, it's close. All of our numbers are close.
Well, you know what? We have a close proximity because we all care.
Yes. Caring is sharing.
Caring is sharing. And we share the love. Right, Grant? Grant in the background's going, yes, Caleb.
Bigger, better, right. Diamonds for less, baby.
Yeah. Maybe Sam can say that instead of his
course, I
call.
Saw.
Can you do that, Sam? Can you go bigger, better, diamonds for less?
No.
No?
Yeah, but I saw the latest commercial, Grant's wife, Chantel. Mm-hmm. It's bigger, better, holiday diamonds for less.
Holiday?
Yes. They have a special diamond called a holiday diamond now.
I saw something they did recently, and a friend of mine will be purchasing it most likely, and to say that I was impressed, like, look, if you're looking at getting married and popping the question during Christmas time, first off, be more original. secondly,
don't cheap out. Instead of buying a Christmas present and an engagement ring, you just buy an engagement ring. You know, get engaged some other time of the year.
Well, I mean, look, if you wanted to get engaged at Christmas time, you wanted to get engaged at Thanksgiving time.
You wanted to get engaged in August. I mean, you know.
And my recommendation, how long have you been married now?
It'll be 40 years this Saturday.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Eric, how long have you been married?
18 years.
18 years, and I've been married 20 years. Don't you wish you had done it sooner?
I don't know.
Silence is painful.
I mean, that's
not what I thought.
I was 21 when I got married. I'm an old man.
Dude, so. I was 19. I was 19 years old when I got married. And look, I wish, even though I dated my wife in high school, I feel like I wasted time.
My wife and I met in college. We dated for 3 years before we got married. We wanted to graduate. Well, I didn't graduate. I dropped out. She graduated. But we got married, you know, her last semester in college. I was working full time. She was still going to school. And that's when we got married. We knew we had to wait until, you know, we finished education and got ourselves semi-situated before we got married.
Well, what I'm trying to tell the people listening is they're the right one, regardless of if it's tomorrow or yesterday. Don't wait.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if they're the right one, you know it, man. Like,
go see Grant and get the bigger, better diamond for less.
And talk to him and tell him what kind of person they are. Tell him what kind of love you have. And this man can make stuff happen. Like, the designs they do, they make it in-house. To say it's impressive is an understatement. Mm. It's worth seeing. Worth seeing. But you know what else is an understatement? What? Luxury Limo of Lafayette. Mm. And their holiday light tour. Is that the right way to call it, the holiday light tour? Or?
It is the luxury Christmas light tour.
Ooh, that sounds way better than what
that
I
sounds,
said.
That sounds like,
the
yeah.
The luxury.
It sounds like you're going to get the worth the money you paid for it.
And look, that reminds me of what we did last year. And when
that was a blast.
We had a good time.
That was a blast.
It is a absolute success. I'm carrying on the tradition because I can't take credit for, even though I don't mind taking credit. But Mike started it. But man, let me tell you something. one of the things that I loved about the business from the very beginning was being able to put multiple passengers inside of a vehicle. When you put multiple people inside, what you're doing is you're bringing families together, you're bringing friends together, and now it becomes an experience. And that's one of the things that I love about this. But I also, I was telling somebody the other day, I have been, my grandmother, she's passed away now, but this was, you know, 35 years ago. We used to go to old folks' homes, and we would go in Christmas carol. I could tell you the color of the folders that we would sing. I could tell you when my dad pulled the back of my hair because I wasn't singing or I wasn't hugging the old people. Yeah. But it was an experience that put something inside of me. And so when we used to, before we ever got involved with this business, I have rented these trolleys before to be able to go and do Christmas caroling. And so now to be able to have customers come and do this. So we've been doing a couple things. One for the kids, we offered the Youngsville, on ice deal. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we picked all of the coolest lights. We actually start our tours from our shop and we go to Bridgepoint, which is like this little drive through mm-hmm. light thing. We go to Mendoza Ford, which has got a whole experience of a deal. So we turn out there, we pick the five or six best houses, neighborhoods, Bendale, the Christmas guy. And then we added for the kids, the Youngsville on ice deal. So you can break up maybe a 2.5 hour tour, because we actually, what we did was we took it and we said, hey, there's going to be a price point, good, better, best. We started off at about a $500, $600, $700 price point. So you get the trolley for the most expensive part, which fits 25 people. Then you move down to the 24 passenger shuttle buses. And then we go down to the 15 passenger sprinter vans. And so you get a choice which one you want, depending on how much kids, and it's affordable. And it's a 2.5 hour light tour. Everybody meets at our shop. They go out. And if you're adults and you want to have a fun time with it, we add the bar stop. So you pick the bar, the place that you want to go. So you go hit a couple of little light things that are, you know, you don't want to be driving through neighborhoods. I mean, at some point, having kids, it's one thing. But to be able to go and do the pit stop to, for the adults, makes it fun. They get back on a couple of little lights. And then for the kids, we added the Youngsville ice deal so the kids can get out. They can go see Santa. They can go do the ice skating. So it's been a hit. I mean, literally, it is an absolute hit. So we're going to run the tours all the way through the end of the year as long as there's lights and some of these things are up. But yeah, anybody that wants to come by, we're doing them from literally 7 days a week. And we start at 5:30 at our shop. We end up at 8 o'clock at night. You're back in the vehicles that you're going home to at 8 o'clock. And it's just been a great experience.
Well, and the beauty of it is, you know, you as a parent don't have to sit out, plan the drive, look at it and be like, well, last year there were good ones here. This, y'all do all that beforehand.
Well, no, we have pre-routes set up to know, hey, you got kids, option A, B. Hey, you want to do adults, option A, B. We actually took it one step further and I laminated all of the Christmas carols with all of the little jingle bell things for the kids.
Really?
So when the kids get on and the parents get on, of course you can connect your phone to the speakers and all, I mean, awesome stereo systems in all of the buses, but yeah, they get on there. And so we actually do all of the silent night things. And we added a couple unique stops with some of the like places that are special in town that would accept some people Christmas caroling if they want to add those things. But I think it was important to me. It was important to my wife, too. My wife played a big part in this because she wanted to do what we do, create these episodic memories, not only for us as parents, but for kids, which has turned into friends, which has turned into relationships and like different people coming together or people coming to town. And to be able to do this, it's affordable, it's fun, it's unique, it's an episodic memory, just makes it special. And it's just a great experience.
And you know, every year my wife would loves to go see the lights. And what would happen is I had to go figure out where the lights were.
Yeah,
I get to drive. I don't get to see the lights because I got to keep the traffic moving. I got to keep going so they can enjoy the lights. But last year when we went on the bus, man, that was the way to go because I didn't have to drive. We just had fun. It was a whole bunch of us from the show here. We were all friends. We were just hooting and hollering and looking, and you know, it was great.
Well, we did it last night. We took the Mendozas and us and the Aranzas, and we all went out and we picked a mentor someone that we love, someone we look up to, someone that we respect, someone who's been in our lives, and we chose their houses. And so we let them know that we were coming. We surprised each of the other people.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we had somebody set up for each person. And so we would show up. They didn't know we were showing up, and we show up to the house. All the kids got out. All of the families, we sang Christmas carols to those people, got back in the car. And we had jambalaya on the bus, and all the kids had candy canes, and it was just three families coming together as one. It was just a great experience. And talk about a blessing. You know, when your wife, let's talk about from a men's perspective, right? But when your wife gets to see, when you see your wife light up to be able to make someone else's nostalgic memory, this episodic memory, I mean, this is what.
Well, that's the thing is, like, these memories are going to be there forever.
Yeah.
You know, and this is a way to pass them to the next generation.
Yep.
And hopefully the generation after that. This is a way to sit down and say, you know what? My son and his girlfriend, or the future son-in-law, the future brother-in-law, to go out and just see them genuinely happy.
You know what else we did, Caleb? We went to the outreach center because are very involved in the outreach center. It's a homeless shelter in town. Mm-hmm. And they just do a great job. Just two of those girls go to work every single day, and they go into Lafayette looking for home. That's their jobs from 7 o'clock until 5 o'clock. They go find people that are on the streets. So we knew that they had families. It was a full house inside of there. And so we went over there and we did Christmas carols for them. It was their little Christmas deal. And so it just makes it so much, it's better than sitting around.
What a great way to show the right side of humanity, you know? To sit down and show people what it means to be a Christian and to truly operate in God's love.
Yep. Yep. That's what it's all about, right?
I mean, that's exactly what it's all about. It's not about, look, the lights, the toys, the gifts, all that. It's phenomenal. But to sit down and to teach the next generation what it means to be the right kind of human being.
Well, I just think that we talked about it earlier. I'd rather have a bunch of those memories, you know, stored away. Because, man, listen, every side of us sometimes wants to do that. It's just comfortable to stay home. It's just comfortable to just not do anything. It's just comfortable not to spend the money. But when you realize you're making these memories that last for a very long time, and just the unity of those people come together just builds value. It's special. It's special. I think it's what it's all about at some point, that this is what it's really about, right?
Yeah.
Especially during the holidays.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so, hey, if you're not going to come do it with us, do it somewhere.
Yeah.
But make a memory, you know?
And look, while you're sitting there contemplating what memories to make, you don't have to wait too long, because this memory is going to continue. We'll be right back.
William S. Nicol Jewelry has been serving the Acadiana area for over 40 years now. Loose diamonds, engagement rings, wedding sets, the most extensive in-store selection Acadiana has to offer. Waterford Crystal, Swarovski Crystal, and a complete Pandora Jewelry Shop and Shop right on the showroom floor. In-house jewelry repairs and a friendly, knowledgeable staff to assist you. When you want bigger, better diamonds for less, when you want quality merchandise at affordable prices, shop local. Shop William S. Nicol Jewelry, 3802 Johnson Street, Lafayette.
At Industrial Fabrication Services, we've been serving the oil, gas, agricultural, and refinery industries for 15 years. I'm owner Jonathan Broussard, and I've worked in fabrication and welding, covering a multitude of techniques, processes, and design for over 30 years. Our goal is to be personal and hands-on. Let Industrial Fabrication Services bring your project to life. Call us at 337-330-2326. Or find us at ifsllc.net. Industrial Fabrication Services.
How sweet it is! Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette can satisfy all of your bakery needs. Cakes, cookies, pastries, melt-in-your-mouth pedophores, wedding cakes, and of course, the original New Orleans Doberge cake. Family-owned and operated, let Gambino's Bakery take care of all your dessert needs for your family gathering, tailgate, holiday, or any special occasion. Visit with the baking professionals in Lafayette. Find what fits your taste. Enjoy the sweet life with Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette, 3802 Johnson Street. Call them at 337-406-9066 or online at gambinos.com. Investments need protection. One of the best protections you can provide your vehicle is a ceramic coat on the paint. But who can afford that? You can. Jude Pelche at Pelche's Auto Detailing and Ceramic Coating can provide you with big city quality at a small town price. Jude is meticulous about making sure your car maintains its brand new appearance using the highest quality ceramic coating with handcrafted application. Pelche's Auto Detail and Ceramic Coating can deliver a one-of-a-kind, long-lasting look. Call Pelche's Auto Detailing and Ceramic Coating at 337-962-2849. That's Pelche's Auto Detailing, 337-962-2849.
Nobody likes to drive around in a grimy ride. Clean that car the Cajun way. Zydeco Ride and Shine Car Wash at 320 Willow and Cajun Car Wash at 510 Lafayette Street in Youngsville are there for you. Our facilities provide you with the best automatic car wash in the Acadiana area. Regulars get a bonus. Buy three washes at a location, get the fourth one free. Zydeco Ride and Shine and Cajun Car Wash, keeping Acadiana's rides clean since 2014.
This is Moon Griffon for Coin and Treasure, 2472 West Congress. You know, my buddy Louis Pizzolatto at Coin and Treasure is a truly great American businessman. If you're a coin collector, silver or gold bullion collector, Louis at Coin and Treasure will have something for you. Louis has over 40 years of experience in the coin business. Visit them at 2472 West Congress. Call them at 232-2573 or visit online at coinandtreasure.com. This is Moon Griffon. You can trust Coin and Treasure.
Experience Acadiana's most exclusive steakhouse, Mr. Lester's at Cypress Bayou. Make your reservation today. Space is limited. Back to Cypress Bayou. Take Highway 90 to the Baldwin exit.
Welcome back to Implicit Bias. I'm Caleb Morse, not Kevon Bordelon, if you're tuning in. I mean, maybe, how can you have a voice modulator for Kevon?
Yeah.
I'm very curious what this is going to sound like. Let's hit the button.
Hold on. Let me pull up the right sound bay. All right. What are you trying to do here?
Sound like Kevon.
Welcome to Implicit Bias. This is Kevon Bordelon.
You ever seen that? You ever seen that commercial? That thing where they snap the legs and they have what do you call those kazoos or those little? So five guys have these kazoos.
You okay. Press that, yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
And so they got duck five calls. Guys. It's online. And they got rubber bands on their. They got rubber bands on the back of their legs, and so one guy gets behind them and he pulls that rubber band back and he snaps that rubber band. And so one of the guys with the kazoo goes, and then the guy behind him goes,
now I want to watch
you gotta
this.
You got to pull it up. It's the funniest thing you've this. Ever heard, man.
So someone the other day told me that duck hunting is just guys with kazoos playing music trying to lure birds in. And I was like, okay, yeah, it's valid. It's valid.
Close. It's kind of close. Close.
But now close. I know exactly what Kevon sounds like to Sam. And that makes me really happy. Like, I want you to know that even though Kevon is sitting at home right now suffering with a 98.6 degree fever.
He's suffering with that.
That he's going to sit down and be like, you know what, Sam?
Oh, got it right there.
I raised my hand. Yeah. I raised my hand.
Yeah, you
that's,
did. Thanks
that's
so
my
much,
warning.
Man.
This
appreciate
time he
that.
Noticed it. Last time I did that, he called me the next day. He was like, Caleb, you raised your hand. What'd you say?
Yeah.
And I was like,
I didn't write it down. Do you remember what you said and when you said it? And you were like, I think it was pretty bad. I don't remember.
And it was like, I think
yeah,
I said.
It was not yeah. that bad.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, I tried. Whatever. I tried.
So anyway, this hour is brought to you by
William S. Nacol, Grant Galata, the wonderful people over there having a great time. You should go see them for the perfect. Would it be a stocking stuffer? It could be a stocking stuffer, a gift, the surprise, the thing you should have bought her already, maybe. There's
or just,
of,
you know, to buy her something extra because yeah. you already bought her that
and look,
engagement ring and wedding ring and that. Now you got to continue with.
And they've got other things. He's got Luminox watches. He's got Deep Blue.
Oh, yeah. He's got Waterford Crystal.
Wait, where's Deep Blue?
I put it in the other room.
He's hiding it. He's hiding it from us.
What, did you put it there because you couldn't trust us or you couldn't trust other people?
No, I was cleaning. I moved it. Sorry.
Wait, you clean?
Not great. Not great.
At least you're honest. Yeah. At least you're honest. You know, there's a Swiffer wet mop in the back.
Yes.
So,
but isn't that anyway? You got your belly button ring at William S. Nakehole, right?
I got my belly button and nipple rings there. Yeah, yeah. They're all connected.
William S. Nakehole, located at 3802 Johnson Street.
How, you remembered it that fast?
Well, no, I had it on my phone, and the phone went blank, but I remembered it.
You did. You did a great
3802.
Job. 3802. Great job. Yeah. You know, maybe they should pay us for that. And we'll keep doing freebies.
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
Grant's a great guy.
He's good people.
What'd you say, sir?
I think it's Sweet C over there. I don't know.
No, B.
Oh. B?
Because he's in the middle. They got three of them.
Yeah.
They got A, B, and C.
B stands for Bigger, Better Diamonds.
Bigger, Better Holiday Diamonds for less.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Very much worthwhile. But anyway, so we're sitting here drinking. And this one, this is something we drank, the Wyoming whiskey, which was courtesy of New News. Worthwhile. Go out 88 proof. This is a great stocking stuffer. But now we swapped over to a gift.
Yes.
That a good friend sent Renee.
Yes, it's one of our listeners. He was a customer of ours for years, and he moved up north to Tennessee, and he lives actually about...
I love how you're like, he moved up north, Tennessee.
Yeah, yeah, he moved up. Well, it's north. I mean, anything north of I-10 is north. But he moved up to Tennessee. He actually lives within about 3 or 4 miles of the Jack Daniel's distillery. So he come down to visit, because he still got people and friends down here, mm-hmm. including me, which... I don't know why he includes me.
People
and his
still
friends.
Include you as friends?
Yeah, I don't understand it, but it's cool because he brought us a gift. He brought me a bottle of the straight Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey finished in Añejo tequila barrels. Jack Daniel's, he was telling me that, is doing some different things. They're doing some in they're doing stuff in rum barrels, they're doing mm-hmm. stuff in different types of barrels. I mean,
see, and to me,
man,
this,
all the whiskey guys are doing different cask finishes.
To me, this tastes like banana runts in tequila.
Boy, no, Jack it's, Daniels.
I get that banana runts with Jack Daniels. Yeah. I do. And maybe it's because I was dropped as a child. You can blame my mother.
It messed up your taste buds or something?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. She dropped me head first. That was that was the big part.
It put a dent in the floor, I'm sure.
Concrete floors, baby. <Yeah. laughs> You know what I'm talking about, Sam?
I like this stuff, man.
Yeah, it's tasty. I was kind of apprehensive at first. You know, it's like, oh, I like Añejo tequilas, and mm-hmm. I like, you know, and Jack Daniel's, some of it is good.
No, it's a little different. It is definitely not. It's not Black Label.
No.
This is not Single Barrel. This is something
not
different.
Gentleman Jack. It's different.
Now, and I would love to tell you I've seen this. I've never seen this before.
No. This is something that he said they do, and you can only get it. He brought it back. He went to the White Rabbit bottle shop at the distillery. Hmm. It's something that they're playing with. I don't even know if it's on the market yet.
I think it's important to say that it's something different, because when we did Jack Daniel's Month, one of the things that I recall, and I think other people echoed this, was it felt very mass produced.
Right.
Like it felt very made to respond to the most taste buds possible. Whereas this does feel different, which is interesting for Jack Daniel's.
Yeah. He said they're experimenting with a lot of different things. And I'm going to say his name. I'm not going to say his last name, because I don't know if he wants it out there. But Barry, I know he listens every week. Thank you. We enjoy the Jack Daniel's Añejo tequila barrel finish.
Gracias, mi amigo. What?
What?
What do you think the Añejo's doing to this?
You know what Añejo is?
Yeah.
No, not like that. It's... Añejo.
I just had it come out of my nose. I was not prepared for that joke. Yeah. I was not.
Well, Renee, let me tell you. I'll tell you what I'm thinking, and you tell me if I'm right. Because whenever I drink a high end tequila, usually paid for by Caleb.
Yeah. Look, I like some good.
You
stuff.
You know, and I'm never on those shows when he brings those tequilas. I think he does that on purpose.
Maybe you're right. But
you've already had heart palpitations. You don't need to go down that road.
I just need a little sip.
That's how it starts.
Oh,
I get a really nice buttery flavor from it, and I feel like I'm getting some of that butter from this Jack Daniel's, which is interesting.
Yeah, it's a very unique combination. I think it's very
tasty. A great idea. Look, you know, what's that country artist with the shaved head? Kenny Chesney.
Jelly Bean?
What?
All right.
Kenny Chesney. Kenny Chesney just spends a lot of time in Mexico. Maybe this is like the Kenny Chesney of whiskeys because it's a nice little blend of American and Mexican.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Could be.
It works well.
Yeah.
It works well. I mean,
maybe if it's cold on the beach somewhere.
Oh, I see what you did there. Good. Well done. Good job.
It's not
good
often. Job.
I don't know if we're going to rate it or not, but I would say it's one of the more interesting and better the problem, Jack Daniels.
It's something I would drink again.
Yeah, the problem with rating it is, I mean, I don't know if we'll ever get it again.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, you try to compare it to other Jack Daniels, but you can't.
No.
It's got some of the flavor, but then it's got something totally different.
It feels like it's almost surprising that it would be a Jack Daniels.
Yes. Yeah. It's not a typical Jack Daniels product.
No.
I think we're going to get to the point where we're going to do, bourbons, ryes, and tequila on this show, and it's going to happen. And we might do them all in one night.
Do we have to do scotches?
I found a few scotches I like. They're hard. They're hard.
Someone
once told me that if you don't like the way scotch tastes, you should get some more taste. And they lied.
Well, it's some of those scotches are just so peaty. It's too much peat.
No, it's so much. It's so much heartburn at the end of the day.
Right. Yeah.
And, when I started off in the bourbon game and drank it, I naturally, like most other people, I mixed it with Coke. Right. Because I didn't know what a good bourbon was. And then as I actually literally grew older, because I didn't grow any wiser, I literally grew older. And I started trying more things, talking to more people and learning things about it. I learned that, man, the right kind of liquor goes down smooth. It doesn't hurt. And there's honestly no hangover.
Yeah. At the end of the day. Oh, yeah. If you drink a good whiskey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You don't get that hangover like, well, it's all the sugars and fusels and the cheap alcohols. That's what gives you the headache.
People don't do is like when I'm drinking, I'm also drinking water. Like as I drink whiskey, because I want to drink because I'm thirsty.
Right.
So I'll drink a glass of water, a bottle of water or something in between. And I'm sipping my whiskey. So even though I can put back, I think a fair amount of whiskey, I'm putting back the same amount, if not more, of water.
Yeah.
Because hydration is very, very important.
Well, I think waking up in the next morning, even if you have one or two, it's not like you out there getting, loaded. Yeah, it just becomes the part where the better quality, the less the repercussions, negative repercussions.
When I was growing up, it was the cool thing, forgive me for this, but it was a cool thing to have like Verona boxers and Budweiser made underwear back then, or at least had their own underwear. I've never seen Jack Daniels or Rabbit Hole or Four Roses underwear for men. Am I looking in the wrong place?
Jack Daniels has it.
Yeah?
I don't know. I don't think.
I feel like I've seen that.
Does it say Jack on the front? And then if something happens, it says Jacob? Or?
I think it says Jack Daniels.
I like how you kept good composure during that whole thing.
I'll try.
I set you up for that. I'll be honest with you. Like, that was my intent the entire time.
James Daniel.
Yeah.
Good laugh. And good duck call, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Give it to me one more time.
Hit me. I think it changed. I think that was more your wood duck call. But it's impressive.
You need a variety.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? You know what? Speaking of variety, we'll be back as we close out with the second segment.
Something like that.
Yeah, this is the second segment. We're coming back. We're more than halfway through. We'll talk to you shortly.
Rene Girard, Acadiana certified master tobacconist. He owns Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress Street. Piper's Haven is home to one of the biggest humidors you're ever going to find. Talk to me about how many cigars you've got.
Well, our humidor is 553 square feet, and we have probably close to 1,500 different cigars in the humidor.
It's an incredible amount of cigars.
It's a lot of cigars.
So if somebody is looking for a mild cigar, maybe something midline, I mean, they've
or
got...
Or a full-bodied cigar.
They've got tons of choices in that humidor.
We can fix you up.
Absolutely, a Piper's Haven. And you also have Lambergés.
Lamberger lamps and scents and all the parts for it.
I love it. So it's going to smell good, whether it's cigars or whether it's pipes and pipe tobacco, everything, including the accessories, you've got it at Piper's Haven.
We got lighters and cutters and Bears. Oh, my.
Piper's Haven is at 3916 West Congress Street between Gilbo Road and Adrian's. Ask him about the Bears. Oh, my.
Let your pictures say more than 1,000 words with us at Nuvo Photo. I'm Danny Izzo. Me and my wife, Mona, will help you preserve all your memories and pictures. At Nuvo Photo, we'll create beautiful portraits of your family, high school, college graduates, and even your pets. We can also offer group pictures for schools, churches, sports, communions, and confirmations. Let our family create memories for yours. Nuvo Photo. Find us online at nuvophoto.com. That's NOUVEAUPHOTEAU.com. Or call us at 337-233-1094. Nuvo Photo, for photos that last a lifetime.
Hey Acadiana, I'm Kathleen Terrio with Next Home Cutting Edge Realty. I know realtors seem to be on every corner, but the good ones aren't. I promise to give you top-notch customer service that includes honesty, availability, and professionalism. If you're looking for a realtor you can trust and is available during your most important purchase, call me, Kathleen, where the service goes beyond the closing day. For all your commercial needs, investment properties, or your next home, call Kathleen with Next Home Cutting Edge Realty. 337-412-1536. That's 337-412-1536. Or find me on the web searching Kathleen Terrio Realtor.
Drink Kacheri's Coffee, the official coffee of Implicit Bias. Available at La Creperie on Collie Saloon, at the Rustic Renegade, Automotive Gear on Judson Walsh in Opelousas, and the Chill House, the dessert destination in Maurice. Kacheri's Coffee, the official coffee of Implicit Bias.
Can't find an Uber or Lyft? Luxury Limo of Lafayette offers scheduled pickups and drop-offs and even airport transportation in style. Get dropped off and picked up in their luxurious 12-passenger Mercedes-Benz Sprinter with limo-style interior or their Cadillac Escalade SUV. Reserve a sleek black town car for a night out with friends or dinner with your sweetheart. That's Luxury Limo of Lafayette, 565-4385, or luxurylimooflafayette.net. Spoil yourself to luxury with Luxury Limo of Lafayette. Yet.
Welcome back to the penultimate segment of Implicit Bias. This is the voice of Caleb Morse with the Rustic Renegade. If Sam pushes the button, I can do Kevon's voice, but is it still hot?
This is Kevon Borderlaw.
Kevon, if you listen to this, which I don't think you will, understand that was all Sam's idea. Sam.
Yeah, just throw him under the bus.
Yeah. Full. That's a big bus.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a bigger bus than you have, right, Eric?
That is right. It is a much bigger bus.
Kevon, we love you, brother. We do. You probably stopped listening an hour ago.
Yeah. I don't know. He might still listen to go, what the hell did they talk about next?
He probably does.
Guarantee he does.
So the first hour brought to us by you, Renee, at Piper's Haven, but the second hour brought to you by William S. Nacol. And look, holiday time, great stocking stuffers. Cigars do a great job. You know what else does a great job? Earrings, bracelets, all the other stuff that
rings,
they have.
Watches, yeah. Waterford crystal.
Yes, yeah, so many things.
They got lots of stuff.
And you know what? If you really care, you can make a round robin trip and do the luxury limo light.
Luxury limo light Christmas tour.
Light Christmas tour. Do that. From there, well, maybe the next day, you can go by C. Renee. You can go by C. Grant and William S. Nacol.
Yeah, because
then you can come.
We're not open when Eric's doing the light tours.
Yeah, neither are we.
We're not open. We'll open the next day.
Yeah, the next day. The following day.
Yeah.
It's a 2-day
or
adventure.
Come see us before you do the light tour.
That way it's
you can go to Grant's, buy the special present. And while you're on the light tour, you can.
So you go to Grant's, you buy the special ring, you go to your place, buy the cigars.
Right.
You go to my place, buy something else.
Yeah.
That way, on the trip, you're like, look, I'm going to propose. And if she says yes, we're all going to smoke cigars. If she says no.
We stopped at Rustic Renegade before we got there.
It's all in planning.
That's good.
So one of the things that we can talk about here, and I mean, I guess we could segue into it multiple different ways, but we touched on Elon Musk and what they're doing earlier, right? We touched on, and Sam played a snippet. Would it be a snippet the right word?
Sure. clip, snippet. Several words.
Why'd you make me feel old when you said sure?
Well, you just pause. I can't control how you feel when I speak.
Touche.
Yeah.
Touche. All right. So the audio clip that you heard before.
That was highly edited because there was some language that we can't broadcast.
You probably had one or two duck calls in there.
Yeah.
Ca-caw. And look, we're going to start a GoFundMe right now to get Sam hunting. Yeah. Maybe not a GoFundMe. Maybe we should, I don't know what we would do. Like,
you don't need a GoFundMe. Just bring him, Caleb.
I've offered to bring him. And you know what?
You know what? You need to go pick him up and bring him.
I don't know where he lives. I do.
It's Sorrento.
I know where his mom and dad live, so obviously I know where he lives.
Yes.
I see what you're doing there.
Was that too close to home? So I can keep that up. I can run with that.
I understand.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, I've tried to bring him hunting, and you know what he told me? He's like, I just want to watch them fly. And I was like, I want to cook them. Yeah. So, I mean, it's the same thing.
Yeah. Watch him fly till we cook him.
Obviously, Sam's never had good, like, en brochette duck or something like that. So we'll fix that.
I need a mentor, Caleb.
Oh, I see what you just did. You tried to bring me back.
Yes.
Great job. Great. You need the duck father. Actually, I have a hat. You need the quack master.
I know you have a hat.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. So, but earlier we kind of touched on Elon Musk, the direction they went and everything else. And we talked about something off air that I think is worth talking about. And that we've touched on before too, is the benefits of a mentor. And it's having the right mentor, even the wrong mentor, means something, because the mentor-mentee relationship, it's unique. Having someone that you trust to sit here and give you direction, to help you grow professionally, personally, It's hard to find. It really is. And it takes, can I say testicular fortitude, Sam?
You should be able to, yes.
Okay. So that's not beeped out. Thank you.
I think the FCC will be okay with that one.
I think you just did say it, so.
Well, a valid point. Valid point. So it takes a lot of testicular fortitude on both parties, because it takes someone being humble enough to say, teach me, I don't know it all, and someone else saying, I'll teach you, I don't know it all.
Yeah. So let's take this spiritual for one second.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? We can take it for more than 1 second.
All right. Good. There's a parable in the Bible that actually talks about this, and it's called the parable of the fig tree. And so the parable goes that there was a vineyard, someone who owned the vineyard, which would be considered God. Mm-hmm. And he said that walking around, he sees a fig tree that was producing no fruit in the vineyard. And so God, the vineyard owner, says to cut down the fig tree because it's not producing any figs. Mm-hmm. And it's taking up soil. And so the parable goes that the vineyard keeper, which is Jesus, walks up and he says, tell you what, give me 1 year before you cut it down. And let me, and these are the two words he uses. He says, let me dig it out and let me fertilize it. And then come back in 1 year. And if it still doesn't produce fruit, then you can cut it down. And there's so many principles inside of this, because the reality is that we serve a God who is a judge, judgeth. This way it says in KGV, a judgeth God. And a judgeth God can't reside with sin. So there's always got to be a vineyard keeper, which we know it to be Jesus, the middleman, the mediator, the redeemer. Mm-hmm. And he's there to say, give me 1 year.
Give me five more minutes.
Give me five more minutes and let me fertilize it and let me dig it. Because we're all designed to produce fruit. I think that's the part where why we need mentors, why it's so important, is because we are all created to multiply. It's part of who we are. It's part of how we were created. It's part of how our creator created his creation, was to multiply and produce fruit. And I think for so many of us, we get caught into a life of realizing that we've been distracted, we've been deceived, and we're not producing any fruit. We're just existing. I call that purgatory. I call that in that place of purgatory of not producing fruit, but taking up soil. And it's crazy to think about this, but we really do serve a God that looks at it and goes, if you're not going to take up, if you're going to take up that soil and not produce fruit,
if you're not going to bear
fruit,
there's
somebody behind you that needs that soil.
Well, and I think the beauty of that too is Christ sitting there and saying, let me dig it up and fertilize. He's digging out the dirt. He's replacing it with something that should, that will give it the nutrients it needs.
Yep.
Because obviously where it is not where it was meant to be, or it's not surrounded by the things it was meant to be. And the things that are surrounding it are taking something away from it. So it needs something extra, something different to make it grow. Because there's a lot of times we'll find ourselves in positions in life where we're not bearing fruit.
Yeah.
And it's because we're not in the right environment.
Right.
And we've all had the job or the position or the time when we felt trapped and we weren't in the right environment and we allowed ourselves to blend in instead of standing out. And that's where that fruit stops being born, is because we're trying to be a grape vine instead of a fig tree in a vineyard.
Yeah. Well, I think it's hard to go through life and remember, especially with the trials and burdens and the tribulations that we all face. I mean, right now we're probably in one of the toughest years that we've been in. I don't know about you for business, but besides the fact of all of our expenses has risen,
Everybody
personally has risen. So now it's even harder to do business, and then the cost of goods. So if you don't have somebody on the side of you reminding you that this season, although hard, is going to make you stronger for what's to come in the future, sometimes you get caught up in realizing that it ends up taking you out. And so always having somebody there that can dig you up and fertilize you becomes important. But I think the problem for most of us is we're not willing to submit to the vineyard keeper.
Submitting is hard.
Yes, yeah, submitting is hard.
It's really hard to say, look, man, I need help right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm struggling, I'm treading water, and I just need somebody to hold my hand. And don't tell me it's going to be okay, but show me how it's going to be okay.
I'll take it one more step than that. I think there's more people who are not willing to meet people where they're at because they're not willing to connect with them, because they're not willing to be honest and say, I struggle with that.
Mm-hmm.
I battle with that. And there's not enough of us to reach out to those people who are really looking for help, because we never get to relationship. It's always this surface, hey, how's the game? How's it going? And you never really go deeper to find out who somebody really is. You talked about it earlier. I don't want a yes person around me.
Yeah.
I want somebody who's going to, I want to stimulate something. I want something more. And we all need something more. But for most of us, I think we've grown up in a generation where it's like, your business is your business. You do your thing, I'll do my thing. And the reality is not supposed to be that way.
No, not at all. Well, like, have either of y'all, or Sam, I say either, but you're included. Have anyone here ever done any like water survival training or anything else?
Mm-mm.
So like when you're in, we'll call it the pool, and someone starts freaking out because they're not necessarily drowning, but they're not swimming.
They
think they're drowning, right? They start splashing, thrashing, and fighting. And the first thing that you're taught is get away. Get away. When they calm down, save them. Once they stop fighting the water, once they stop fighting the environment, go in and save them. Because while they're fighting the environment, if you try to go in, guess what happens?
You're going with them.
They're bringing you down too.
Yep.
And if you're outside the pool, if you're outside on dry land where it's safe and you see this happening, your job is to sit there and be patient. And it's really hard, because a lot of times if we're on, not necessarily dry land, but stable land, we see someone thrashing, we're like, man, just calm down. Give me 30 seconds of just stillness. It is hard. It is difficult to be still and know that I am God. That is just something that myself and I know many more struggle with, because we want to fight it. And the amazing thing about our God is he will put us in a position where we need to humble ourselves and learn. But if we don't humble ourselves, he says that's okay too.
I love the fact that he's always there. And you almost have, oh, this is good. Because it requires curiosity. how about this? The best information, and it has to have somebody on the other side that opens the door of curiosity to receive it. Because if the door's never open, then you're always on the other side of it.
And we'll be on the other side of a few short minutes.
Dupree Carrier Godshaw provides insurance locally as well as nationwide. A full-service agency, Dupree Carrier Godshaw can take care of all of your needs, from personal auto, home, or business, group health, life, or investment products. Dupree Carrier Godshaw is a growing business and is currently hiring. Email resumes to charlesl@dcgagency.com. For all of your insurance needs, call Dupree Carrier Godshaw at 337-948-8186 or visit dcgagency.com.
Hey there, Louisiana. It's time to unlock your inner confidence and shine like never before. Visit Eon of Louisiana Body Contouring. Imagine sculpting your dream body with the latest, most advanced techniques. Kiss those stubborn inches goodbye. Eon's team of experts will make those curves pop and those problem areas disappear. Our treatments have no downtime and can be completed on your lunch break. Let your beauty and your confidence shine. Book your consultation now at eonoflouisiana.com. That's eonoflouisiana.com.
Results may vary. Consultation required.
At Industrial Fabrication Services, we've been serving the oil, gas, agricultural, and refinery industries for 15 years. I'm owner Jonathan Broussard, and I've worked in fabrication and welding, covering a multitude of techniques, processes, and design for over 30 years. Our goal is to be personal and hands-on. Let Industrial Fabrication Services bring your project to life. Call us at 337-330-2326. Or find us at ifsllc.net. Industrial Fabrication Services.
Drink Kacheri's Coffee, the official coffee of Implicit Bias. Available at La Creperie on Collie Saloon, at the Rustic Renegade, Automotive Gear on Judson Walsh and Opelousas, and the Chill House, the dessert destination in Maurice. Kacheri's Coffee, the official coffee of Implicit Bias.
Men want to look like men. That means when it's time for a fresh cut, men go where men go. All American Barbering. Licensed barber Nick Duplishan and the staff at All American Barbering do it right. From old school haircuts to straight razor shaves to beard trim and shaping, even boys look like men after a cut from All American Barbering. A veteran-owned business, All American Barbering is located in Broussard at 807 Albertsons Parkway, Suite B. Schedule your appointment to look like a man at their website, allamericanbarbering.com. Remember, men, when you want to look like a man, go to Broussard. Go to All American Barbering.
The government is full of red tape. If you're a veteran seeking the benefits you've earned and you deserve, you're probably tired of fighting the system. Access Medical Solutions can help. Access Medical, veteran benefits services locally owned and operated by Dr. Mark Freeman, a veteran himself with 30-plus years' experience as a disability medical examiner. Let Access Medical Solutions complete an evaluation of new or increased benefit claims in person or via HIPAA-compliant telemedicine consult. Go to axsmed.com to find out more. AXXESSmed.com. Axis Medical Solution. Veteran Benefit Services. We get results.
I'm going to have a lump there, you idiot. Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Sam can't count to one. I don't know if anyone realizes that, but he never says it.
Well, he can count. He just doesn't say it.
Ah, uno. Welcome back to Implicit Bias for the final segment, right, Sam?
Correct.
So penultimate means second to last. What, how do you say final in that fancy language?
Ultimate.
Or final.
Is that really? Is that?
I'm sorry it had to come out that way, but yes.
Ultimate. Pin ultimate feel, is next to ultimate. I ultimate feel, is ultimate.
This is the second time tonight where I'm feel, sorry.
I feel let down by that. Like, even though Sam was like ultimate, like, I feel deflated.
Yeah. I can't control how you
do
feel.
Do you normally feel deflated the last time, Sam?
Not always.
Why are you laughing? Is there something? Is there? Was it an innuendo?
I usually get encouraged by the last segment. It's oh. Like motivating.
Okay.
Just go out into the world.
Yeah, it means he gets to leave and go home.
Yeah.
Well, well, I don't. We've been at this for a while now, and I don't know about y'all, but the whiskey helps. But man, these delicious snacks kind of help bring it home too.
Yeah, Brad and Rachel at Ami Grocery does an awesome job. They gave us some grillers from Best Stop, mm-hmm. just a little pork sausages. And you can go to him and say, I want a piglet po' boy. He knows exactly what it is. It's a miniature po' boy, and you can put Jack Miller's or barbecue sauce or mustard or whatever condiments you want.
You know, piglet always was the most delicious character on Winnie the Pooh.
Well, yeah, because, you know, who doesn't like bacon? I mean, you know, you're a communist if you don't like
that's
bacon.
That's right.
But, yeah, he came. They're called little grillers. He calls them little grillers, but I tell him I want a
piglet. Yeah.
Piglet like po' boy. It's just a miniature po' boy. It's awesome.
It really
is. In fact, I had two of those before I came here this afternoon to record the deal. Yeah, I love these things. And then he gave us some caramel corn from
Cajun cane
yeah. kettle corn. Then he gave us some spicy olives that I've been eating.
I absolutely destroyed the caramel corn.
Yeah,
well, I did notice.
No. Do we still have more?
Yeah, my bag, yeah. though.
Oh, yeah, your bag.
I did notice. Three bags.
He ate every last kernel.
Oh, yeah, and he was afraid. He was going to pick a little bit out and put it. I said, no, he sent enough for all of us to each have a bag. He goes, I'm going to eat it all. I said, well, that's the point.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so they're their own. Ami Grocery is the only grocery store downtown on Jefferson. And also, Brad and Rachel, they're ready if you need catering for any Christmas parties or anything like that. You can call them at 337-769-3236. They'll do parties for, you know, catering for any type of party, get-together, gatherings and that. It's a full grocery store. It's just small because, you know, it's downtown. It's kind of compact. I mean,
they got to take care of space. You know, that's the beauty about it. If you need some on the way home,
they can do everything. Yep.
Well, so, I still like doing business with people like that.
Well, that's the best way to do business.
I growing up in a small town and being able to go to the local store.
Right. They know you.
Well, they know you. You walk in, they know the owner.
Right.
You shake their hands with the owners. They care about their business. It's we live in this like fast food world of convenience.
Right.
And let me tell you something. I still to this day rather go do business with somebody like that.
Well, and that's that's one of the things that Brad and Rachel do is that most of their supplies that they do, they try to do locally source.
Yeah.
They try to buy most of their stuff from people here.
I remember as a little boy, like riding my bicycle to the little grocer back then it was the pharmacy.
Yeah.
And getting like candy, that kind of stuff, for myself, my grandfather. I mean, that was back when, you know, at 13 years old, you can like, my grandfather needs a bottle of wine and bring it back, right?
Well, so, they knew what kind of wine he liked.
Exactly,
so
here you
go, Caleb.
Well, I still love the best store I ever have is that I was however old, 8 years old, and I stole a Snickers bar from that local grocery. And I'll never forget, I was sitting there in the backyard, and of course, my dad looks at me and goes, oh, where did you get that? And freeze up.
Yep.
And of course, he goes, you stole it from that man. He made me walk back into that man's store, open up that door, cry my eyes out, and go apologize to that man and shake that man's hand and tell him I stole some of his business.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, I can't leave the bank without replacing the pin, because if I do, it reminds me of that
story. You feel it. It reminds you of, and what's crazy is as a child, like I guess it happens. I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but like, you know, things go on and you're like, no one will notice. And then the shame comes in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're like, let me eat this candy bar. Let me do this before anyone notice. And if you get caught, you're like, I got to own this.
Yeah.
And someone has to hold you to that fire.
It's the best teaching lessons.
It is. I mean, because we've all fallen short.
We all do.
And having someone to sit there and say, look, this is the standard. And we will uphold the standard.
We learn more from our mistakes than we'll ever learn from our successes.
Oh, yeah. Those are lessons that will stick with
you. But the problem for most of us is we've learned the word failure as a bad word when failure is a great word. You were talking about it off air about going and making memories and failing or things happening. But that's what creates those moments to be able to overcome. I think for business owners, even in relationships, even in everything, parenting, I think it just becomes that moment of most of us are scared to fail, so we never do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, who was it? Was it Thomas Edison that said, I'll show you 999 ways not to make a light bulb.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're right. We learn so much more from failure. And people think that failure is a dirty word. Yeah. They think that if you fail, you're doomed.
Right.
But man, if we don't fail, we never know the trials and tribulations and what it takes to
succeed.
You learn
that's not the way to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, so you try it some other way.
I can tell you a number of ways to miss that target, you know.
I think we've forgot about the journey being the most important part, because for most of us, I love this because it's really been something for me personally, but I was so goal oriented. I was so the whiteboard guy that wanted that was had no problem to tell you what the goals are, what we got to do and all of these things. But along the way, I pissed everybody off trying to get to the goal and forgetting that the journey to the goal is where the story begins.
Right.
And for so many of us, we live this life of anticipation or expectation to get somewheres that we become miserable along the way. And all it does is just I've always said.
So by the time you get to the goal, you're miserable.
You're miserable. You're by yourself.
Well, right. To me, like if I meet expectations or exceed them, and I'm like, man, that was too easy. Like I'm always surprised if I reach or exceed expectations and it's not difficult. I'm like, man, I feel like I did something wrong, because if there's not a struggle and I don't get bruised along the way, like I'm so surprised. You had to have messed up somewhere.
To yeah, get
I'm like,
there
man, this should
easy.
Not have gone that easy, because that's the exception, not the rule. You know, if we all sit around, when you look at like King Arthur and all that, when King Arthur and his knights sat at the round table, not a one of them had no scars, no dents.
Yeah.
No one's armor was shiny.
Right.
Like if you sat down with fresh armor, it was either new armor or you weren't tested.
Yeah. Or you didn't do anything.
And that's my thing, is like when I sit down and we start and we talk about life, business, spiritual growth, personal growth, if no one's at the edge, at the verge or edge of tears, man, you were fortunate. You know, and I wish I could learn from hearing someone else's mistakes.
Absolutely.
But God looks at me sometimes and he's like, couillon, you're hard-headed.
I'm going to teach you a lesson. Yeah.
And thank God I learned like one or two hits and not three or four.
Well, how about this one? You know, we don't appreciate the trials and tribulations because we want out of them, but yet we're called to have joy in them because those things produce perseverance, character, hope.
And a lot of people, I think a lot of people are afraid of the trial and tribulation. I don't want to go through the pain. Well, you know, part of it is you got to go through the pain.
Yeah.
That's part of the lesson you're going to learn. Yeah, you'll come out on the other side, but that's just the lesson. You're going to face the pain.
Well, if you go back to everybody's life, yours, mine, right. Sam's, Kayla, if we go back, you're going to tell me about the failures and what came out of those things more than you're probably going to tell me about the successes.
Right.
Because those failures are what created success. One of the things that we talk about in business all the time is we need to fail fast.
Don't
waste
get
time.
It out the way.
I call it losing fast. I'm gonna lose fast. Let's and move on the next one.
Learn the lesson, baby. Like let's look, I'm gonna allocate x amount for 30, 60, 90 days. Hurry up, make as many mistakes as possible so you can figure out what not to do so we can get to the other side of this.
And like I think that relates perfectly to where Better Boot came from with Sam. Because correct me if I'm wrong, Sam, it happened, you know, not long before COVID, with everything else going on, whenever you were looking for something else, because what you were doing was kind of going away.
Not exactly.
I mean, I'm summing it up very, very quickly.
Setting you up, Sam. Yeah.
No, I was doing more or less the same thing for another company.
Yeah.
And I also had a business on the side, and the business on the side just kept growing and growing and growing, to the point where I was mostly working for myself while at the other business, which it worked because I was doing a lot for them and we had a good relationship and everything was out in the open. It wasn't like behind closed doors or anything, but Eventually, I asked to go part-time with that business so I could pursue this more full-time. And that was right before COVID hit. And then once COVID hit, luckily, I had enough clients on board that it wasn't that big of a deal for me. But it kind of pushed me out the door to pursuing my own thing.
I mean, that could have been catastrophic for your new, just starting kind of business, but you were able to it up and go.
Do you think that you would have stepped out on your own in the same, in a similar situation without that kind of safety net? If you were in a similar position when COVID hit, would you have jumped right in on your own?
I don't know, Caleb. I tend to take time to make big decisions like that. Just like we got to take time.
Well, you can take all the time you want, Sam. Our listeners will take all the time they want. We'll be back.
Implicit Bias is produced by and copyright of Pipe Dream Entertainment, LLC.
This program has been paid for by Pipe Dream Entertainment.
You're listening to News Talk 96.5, KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square media station.